Our gracious God and Heavenly Father,
主啊，蛮有恩典的主啊。
Your name is holy.
你的名是圣洁的。
You are the one who is high and lifted up.
你是那位至高的被举到至高的那位。
But your thoughts are with the sons of men, and you sent your only begotten Son into this world.
但你却顾念我们，顾念人，把您的独生子派到了地上。
He was unrecognized,
他不被人认识
except to a few,
只有少数的人认识他
a few humble,
少数的谦卑的人
a few who are faithful,
少数信实的人
The Lord has ever been the same,
主啊，现在也是一样
But Lord, we pray tonight that our eyes might be open to see the beauties of your Son,
主啊，求你今天晚上能够开我们的眼睛，让我们看见您圣子的荣美
The Son,Who came from heaven, who is manifest in the flesh.
主啊，那位道成肉身的您的圣子。
And then gave his life for us on the cross.
他为了我们在十字架上献上了自己的生命。
We thank you, Father, that he rose again from the dead and is now seated at your right hand in the heavenlies.
主啊，我们感谢您，他现在从死里复活，现在坐在天上您宝座的右边。
He's the victorious one.
他是那得胜者。
Victorious over sin, over death, over hell, and over Satan.
他战胜了罪，战胜了死亡，战胜了地狱，也战胜了魔鬼。
And now, Lord, he's the savior of all mankind who put their faith in him.
主啊，他现在是所有凡相信他的人的救主。
Now, Lord, as we open your word tonight, we pray that our hearts might be drawn heavenward.
主啊，当我们今天翻开您的话语的时候，求您使我们的心能够向天更加贴近。
To hear what the Spirit would say to us tonight.
能够听到圣灵对我们所说的。
And so we ask these things and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, let's turn in our Bibles. If you have Bibles, there's some in the pews in front of you. If you like, It'll help you to follow along with what we're going to talk about tonight.
所以麻烦大家翻开圣经啊，如果没有的话，前面应该座位前面应该有一本，这样会帮助我们可以更好的就是跟随神的话。
Now my approach to the Word of God is I like what's called expositional teaching.
那就是 Eric 弟兄就是学习神的话的方式呢，是一种更揭露式的。
In other words, I don't like just to hit the high notes and the odd verse. I like to find the flow of scripture.
就是他不是只看这种高潮或者低谷本身，他愿意看整个的过程，整个的流动的状态。
And then to discover the reasons for all the passages, taking all the passages, try to discover, uncover.Everything that's there.
所以他会通过各种各样的就是各个地方的圣经就是圣经的各个地方来把这个事实整个事情揭露出来。
Of course, there's no teacher that is able to uncover everything.
当然没有任何一个老师教师可以把整本圣经都揭露出来。
And so there's much land to be discovered in the scriptures.
所以在圣经中还有很多未被发现的地方。
But we have been studying in the book of John and the third chapter, John chapter 3.
那我们之前一直在学习约翰福音的三章。
John is the fourth gospel.
约翰福音是第四本福音书。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they are called the synoptic gospels.
马太、马可和路加被称为这个类似相似的福音。
That is, they follow pretty well the same pattern.Through the life of Jesus.
那因为他们就是描述的方式呢，是比较相似的方式来描述耶稣的一生的。
But John is a very different gospel.
但是约翰福音是很不一样的。
It was written many years after the three were written.
约翰福音是写就在马太、马可和路加很多年之后的。
When the last of the disciples living, whose name was John, wrote when he was a very old man.
那最后一个还活着的使徒约翰在他很年纪很大的时候写成了这本福音书。
And he'd read what the other gospel writers had written.
他已经读到了其他福音作者所写的那三本福音书。
And he wanted to get a different perspective on this life that came from heaven.
但是呢，他想要从一个另一个不同的视角来描述这个从天而来的生命。
And so he wrote the gospel from the perspective of heaven itself.
所以呢，他就从天上的视角来写了这本福音书。
And so we read over and over again about Jesus being sent from heaven in the Gospel of John.
所以我们在约翰福音里面可以不停地看到耶稣是被从天上派到地上来的。
He is the Son of God revealed.
他是神的圣子显现。
The Son who was in the very heart of God, in the bosom of the Father, the way the scripture puts it,And was revealed to mankind.
那圣经说他是父怀里的独生子，现在被显露在人前。
And he was fully God and fully man.
他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
The God-Man.
就是神人。
Mary, his earthly mother.
那玛利亚，他地上的母亲。
God the Father, his heavenly Father, born of the Holy Spirit.
天父是他天上的父亲，他从圣灵降生。
So now let's turn to verse 22.
所以我们翻到22。
And we're going to take down to the end of the chapter tonight.
就是马太福音的3章22节，我们会看完整章啊，今天晚上。
Tonight, I guess we could put my subject is John the Baptist, not the writer of the gospel,John the Baptist, his final testimony to, the Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们的主题会是施洗约翰，不是约翰福音的作者的那个约翰，是施洗约翰，他为耶稣所做的最后的见证。
Now you recall, John the Baptist was sent by God to prepare the people of Israel to receive Jesus, their Messiah.
那我们还记得使徒那个施洗约翰是被派下来告诉全以色列人预备他们的心让他们可以来接受耶稣的。
He was the announcer of the prophetic kingdom that had been promised to Israel for centuries.
他是那个给以色列应许了就是承诺了预言了很多年的那个伟大的王国的他的宣告者。
He describes himself merely as a voice crying in the wilderness.
他把自己称为就是旷野中声喊的那个声音。
He sent to prepare the way of the Lord from heaven.
他被派来是为了要预备人通往耶稣的路。
So, this is John the Baptist, his final testimony to Jesus. Very interesting.
那这里是约翰福音，这里是施洗约翰对耶稣最后所做的见证，非常有趣。
Now, the context here of this portion that we'll read is thatJesus had been in Jerusalem at the Feast of Passover.
那接下来我们要读的这一段它的前后文是耶稣这个时候来到了耶路撒冷来过逾越节。
And you remember, a man came to him by night, his name Nicodemus.
那我们还记得晚上有一个人来到了耶稣面前他叫做尼哥底母。
He was one of the top professors in the universities of Jerusalem.
他可以说是整个犹太教大学啊最优秀的这个教授。
And he came to Jesus as a pupil, as a student.
但他却来到了耶稣面前像一个小学生像一个学生一样。
He expected to learn something from Jesus because Jesus was doing miracles that no one else could do unless they were a prophet sent from God.
他期望能够从耶稣那里学到一些什么，因为耶稣那时候正在行神迹，是其他任何人都不可能做到的，除非他是从神派来的。
So even though Nicodemus was a very well-educated and a famous man, actually, he's recorded in secular history.
那尽管尼哥底母是一个非常受教育程度很高，然后非常著名的人，他在那个犹太历史中都被提到。
He thought that he could learn something from this country preacher.
他依旧会觉得他可以从这样一个乡村牧师的地方学到一些东西。
But Jesus didn't, he didn't enter into any theological discussion with him.
但是呢耶稣并没有进到一个很深的神学的讨论之中。
He told Nicodemus, You won't even be able to understand the things I'm going to tell you.
他对尼格尼姆说，你甚至都不能理解我接下来要对你说的。
You have to be born again, born from above.
你必须要重生，从天上，从上面生下来。
And that was the previous story. And the Lord Jesus goes on to tell Nicodemus how he could be born again.
那接下来呢，耶稣就告诉尼格底姆他怎样才能重生。
And now we come to verse 22.
那现在呢，我们来到了22节。
After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and there he remained with them and baptized. Now, John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized, for John had not yet been thrown into prison.
22节，这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。那时约翰还没有下在监里。
Now, after Jesus, after Jesus was his meeting with Nicodemus, he went down out from Jerusalem, down toward Jericho and across the Jordan River, there and with his disciples.
那当耶稣和尼哥底母的谈话结束之后呢，他从耶路撒冷，就是经过了那个耶利哥城，然后呢，就是跨了约旦河和他的门徒在一起。
And so he was spending some time with his disciples.
所以他那个时候和他的门徒花了些时间在一起。
And he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那他们在宣扬神国的道。
Now I might explain what that is.
那我可能需要解释一下这是什么。
The gospel simply means good news.
那福音这个词呢，就意味着好消息。
And it was good news of the kingdom.
就是这个王国要来临的好消息。
That is, that God at long last had sent the Messiah, the King, that the prophets had prophesied, that the King of Israel would come and set up his kingdom here on earth.
就是永生神在旧约预言了很久的那位弥赛亚，他要来地上建立他的国度。
Now John was there to preach, to prepare people for the Messiah to come.
那施洗约翰的讲道呢，他是要预备人，来把人预备好，让他可以准备好来迎接这个国度的来到。
And here we see John continuing to preach the gospel of the kingdom, and Jesus and his disciples also preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那所以我们可以看到施洗约翰还在继续的讲他的道，然后呢，这个时候耶稣和他的门徒也在讲福音。
Because it says there in verse 24, John had not yet been thrown into prison.
那原因是24节说，那时约翰还没有下在监里。
So their ministries went along in parallel for a time.
那所以呢，中间有一段时间呢，施洗约翰和耶稣他们的传道呢，一起走在一个平行线上。
And of course, this caused a little bit of confusion, especially among his disciples.
那当然了，这个就会使人有一些迷惑，尤其是在他的门徒里面。
Especially John's disciples.
就是施洗约翰的门徒里面。
So, Mark's Gospel chapter 1.
我们翻到一下马可福音的一章。
Mark chapter 1 and verse 14.
14节，马可福音一章十四节。
We read, Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Now that's not the gospel that is preached today.
这不是今天传的福音。
The gospel that is preached today is the gospel of the grace of God.
今天传的福音呢，是神恩典的福音。
The gospel of the kingdom, as I mentioned before, was preaching that God is going to set up an earthly kingdom.
那之前我们刚才说的神的国的福音呢，是在说呢，神会在地上建立一个他的国度。
Now because Jesus was rejected by the Jewish nation, then the kingdom was postponed.
但是因为呢，耶稣被以色列就是犹太民族拒绝了，所以呢，这个国度的来临被推迟了。
And it's postponed even to today.
直到今天仍然在被推迟。
Today we see scripture partially fulfilled in the Jews going back to their land after 1900 years.
我们看到呢，就今天我们可以看到呢，圣经部分的预言被应验啊，就是在犹太人、以色列人在回他们的国度之中，这个过程中被应验。
Ezekiel the prophet prophesied that Israel would be gathered back into their land in unbelief.
那以西结书预言说呢，以色列人会回到他们的国度，在不信中回到他们的国度。
And we see that prophecy being fulfilled today.
那我们可以看到这个预言今天已经应验了。
There's pressure everywhere in every country that the Jews are. There's pressure for them to go back to their own land.
那在各个国度。对各个国度的犹太人呢，都有一个压力，让他们要回到他们的国中。
And so, but God is definitely going to set up that kingdom with Israel as the head of the nations in a future day.
但是呢，神毫无疑问的要在地上建立这样一个国度，使以色列作为地上就是国度的头。
But Jesus had not yet been rejected, so.The kingdom, he still began to preach the kingdom of God.
但是这个时候耶稣还没有被拒绝，所以呢，他继续在传神国的福音。
So, the gospel that they preached, the gospel of the kingdom was a gospel of repentance.
所以神国的福音是一个悔改的福音。
Now, go back to,John chapter 3 again.
那我们翻回约翰福音的三章。
And verse
23.
23节。Just one thing. Verse 22, it says, Jesus came, he baptized there in the land of Judah.
那有一个事情要说，在22节他说耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。
But you'll notice down in chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2, that Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples did.
但是约翰福音的四章二节说，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
In the next chapter, that's explained. So,Jesus didn't do the baptizing, his disciples did.
所以呢，不是主耶稣在施洗啊，是他的门徒在施洗。
So, immediately there's a question in verse 23.
所以马上呢，在23节就出来一个问题。
So then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification.
那25节啊，就是约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。
And they came to John and said, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you've testified, behold, he's baptizing, and all are coming to him.
26节就来见约翰说，拉比以前从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
So the disciples were a bit confused about these baptisms.
所以门徒对这些受就是他们两个的受洗有点困扰困惑。
There was some Jews in verse 25, they were having an argument or a dispute, about baptism.
所以那个时候呢，他们在辩论，就是或者说有一个争辩，关于洗礼的争辩。
The Jews, apparently, from verse 25, they thought it had something to do with purification.
那25节呢，那犹太人他们很认为，就是很明显的认为呢，这个受洗呢是跟洁净有关的。
The Jews had a lot of regulations that they had placed on top of the scriptures, and they would wash their hands when they came from the market, they would wash their hands when before they ate, and they wash very carefully right to the elbows. They had all these rules and regulations about purification.
那个时候的犹太人呢，在圣经之外啊，他有很多的规条放在了圣经之上。他会不会就是洗各种地方，然后去一趟市场回来也要洗？他们关于洁净的这种规条非常的多。
So it seemed that these Jews, they thought that the baptism of John and perhaps Jesus, that it had something to do with purifying them. That if they were baptized, it was some type of added purification ritual.
所以那个时候犹太人认为呢，约翰和那个耶稣的施洗呢，是某种就是洁净的施洗，就是他去受洗了，就这个人就能变得更洁净一点。
And you had Jesus was baptizing and John was baptizing, and there's a which baptism is better? What gives more better purification?
所以他们想知道呢，耶稣的洗和约翰的洗哪个可以给他们更多的洁净，哪个洗得更干净一点。
But baptism doesn't purify.
但是洗礼并不洁净。
It's only a symbol of what has already taken place within.
它只是一个象征或者是一个标志，标志着你里面所发生的事情。
So what was John's baptism?
所以约翰的洗是什么洗呢？
Well, that baptism was limited to just Israel.
约翰的洗呢，是只限于给犹太人的，以色列人的。
The Lord Jesus told a Gentile, I have only been sent to the lost sheep of the people of Israel, the nation of Israel.
所以那个耶稣曾经对一个外邦人说呢，他来是为了要满足以色列人的律法。
The offer of the kingdom was just for Jews.
就是这些献祭这些规条都是只是给以色列这个国度的，犹太这个国度的。
And it was a baptism of unto repentance.
所以这样的一个洗礼呢，是带到悔改之中的。
That is, people would hear John the Baptist, and they would repent of their sin, and to get ready for the Messiah who is coming.
所以呢，就是人听了施洗约翰所传的道，他就悔改自己的罪。然后呢，预备好神国的来到。
And that was in preparation for the king and the kingdom.
这是为了王和王国的到来而准备这样一个洗礼。
That was until he was rejected.
那这个呢，直到耶稣被拒绝。
And then he began, as you'll notice in the scripture, he began to tell people, when he healed people, don't tell them.Who healed you? Don't tell anyone.
当耶稣开始被拒绝之后呢，你就会发现呢，他开始对那些他医治的人说，不要告诉别人谁医治了你。
And instead of preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that repent for the king is coming, he began to speak in parables.
那原来呢，他在说就是神国的福音，你要悔改，因为神国快近了。但是现在呢，他开始用比喻来说话了。
He hid the plain meanings.So that only those who truly believed would come to him afterwards and he would explain what the parables meant.
所以呢，他隐藏起了那些表面的意思，这样只有真的相信他的人在事后才会来到他的面前，这样他就可以把他的比喻解释给他们听。
And so there's no more of baptism of the kingdom after he was rejected in his ministry.
所以当耶稣在他的传道之旅被拒绝之后呢，再也没有提到过神国的福音。
Now, what's the difference between John's baptism and the Christian baptism?
所以呢，约翰的福音和基督徒的约翰的受洗和基督徒的受洗有什么区别呢？
Well, first of all, it's unlimited. The Lord said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize them."
所以首先呢，基督徒的受洗是没有限制的。所以神说呢，你们要去到世界各地啊，去传扬，就使他们信福音，然后受洗。
John's baptism was for Israel.Christian baptism is for all to salvation.
那约翰的施洗呢，只是给以色列人，而基督徒的受洗呢，是给所有人的。
And Christian baptism only came after Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and his glorification.
那基督徒的受洗呢，只是发生在耶稣升天，受难升天，复活升天，然后 得荣之后才发生的。
And once he was glorified in heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down to the world.
当他在天上得到了荣耀之后呢，他把圣灵派到了地上。
And he baptized in the Spirit the body of Christ. Every believer was baptized into the body of Christ.
所以呢，他在圣灵，他用圣灵来施洗，然后呢，所有人都被施洗进入神的身体中。
And so John's baptism was unto repentance to receive the King. Christian baptism is unto death, identifying ourselves with the crucified Savior.
约翰的施洗呢，是让人就是预备好王国度的到来。但是呢，基督徒的施洗呢，是等于是我和耶稣同死同复活。
Romans chapter 6 and verse 3, we get that.
罗马书的六章三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入耶稣，基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
So it's on the Christian.Is not identified with the kingdom of God that is going to come to earth, but rather the Christian is identified with the Savior who gave his life a ransom.
所以基督徒呢，不是说要预备好就是天上国度的到来，而是呢，预备好就是接受这样一位救主来救了他。
So this dispute that these disciples had, if we go back to John chapter 3,
那我们翻回约翰福音的三章啊。
The disciples in verse 26, they came to John to get this matter cleared up.
所以26节呢，约翰的门徒就来见约翰，想要把这个事情整明白。
Rabbi, they said, they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he's baptizing and all are coming to him.
二十六节就来见约翰说拉比从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位现在施洗众人都往他那里去了。
They're saying, John, isn't your baptism, isn't it just as good as the other baptism? Why are everybody going to him? Was there jealousy there?
所以他这些门徒就相当于对约翰说约翰啊主啊你的这个施洗和耶稣的施洗不应该是同样好的吗？为什么众人都到他那里去了呢？
Look at John's answer, John chapter 27.
那我们在27节上可以看到约翰的回答。27节。
He says, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的人就不能得什么。
What John is saying there is that John had received a commission from God.
So, 约翰在这里说的是呢，他自己是从天上得了一个任务来的。
And that commission was that he should be sent as a forerunner to prepare the way of the Lord.
那这个任务呢，就是他呢要成为一个先驱，成为一个跑在前面的人，为主预备道路。
That was his commission, nothing else.
这就是他的任务了，没有别的了。
John wasn't to be, come to earth to become a great man and to get a great name.
约翰来到地上不是为了成为一个伟大的人，然后有伟大的名誉，不是。
And verse 28, he says, "You yourselves bear me witness that I said." I'm not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.
所以28节我曾说我不是基督是奉差遣在他前面的你们自己可以给我做见证。
John had received his mission from the Lord and he was going to fulfill it.
所以呢约翰从天上领受了这样一个任务他就要把它完成。
And once John had fulfilled his mission, his purpose had been fulfilled.
所以当约翰完成了他的任务的时候呢他来到地上的目的就已经就是这个任务的目的就已经结束了。
And so, he then gives an illustration of a bride and a bridegroom in verse 29.
然后他接下来给我们举了一个新妇和新郎的例子。
And the illustration here, would explain the relationship that John had with Jesus.
这个例子可以说明施洗约翰和耶稣的关系。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's joy, voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
So this illustration that he uses to explain their relationship, we can understand it, I think, quite well.
那这样一个例子呢，我想我们可以比较可以容易的理解约翰和耶稣的关系。
When a man is engaged to be married,
当一个新郎和新妇订婚，
he finds his bride.
那他找到了他的新妇。
And what he does, he often would get a bridegroom or a best man, as we sometimes call them today, who would assist the bridegroom in maybe arranging things with the family and so on, with the other families and so on.
所以呢，新郎呢，就是现在我们知道，新郎会找一个伴郎，然后他来帮着他去安排各种事情，去就是找和两家一起安排这些事情。
So the best man is not the most important one. All he does is prepare the way for the bridegroom.
那伴郎不是这个婚礼中最重要的人啊，他所做的只是给新郎去预备。
Here he's called the friend of the bridegroom.
那这里说的是新郎的朋友。
Or the groomsman.
就或者就是伴郎。
Now so as soon as the friend of the bridegroom, he hears the groom, and he, as the groom receives his bride, the groomsman or the best man, his purpose has been fulfilled, and he can step back with joy to see that his good friend has finally got his bride.
所以呢，当伴郎看见新郎娶到了他的那个新娘的时候呢，他作为他伴郎的职责就已经满足了，他可以往后退一步，然后喜乐的看着他的朋友娶到了自己所喜爱的新妇。
And therefore he says, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
所以这里说约翰说，我这喜乐满足了。
I'm not in competition with Jesus. He baptizing more than me. I'm not in competition with him.
约翰这里不再说我没有在和耶稣有一个比赛啊，他比我施洗的多或者怎么样。
My purpose in preparing a way for the nation to receive him has been completed.
那我现在的任务使整个国度都能够来认识耶稣，能够来接受耶稣，我们的任务已经完成了。
He says, I was a voice crying in the wilderness.
他说我就是有人在旷野声喊着说的那个声音。
But now he's speaking.
现在该轮到耶稣来说话。
And he's speaking to his bride.
他对他的新娘来说话。
And I can now sit back knowing that my mission has been fulfilled.
那现在我可以坐下来知道我的任务已经做完了。
And then in verse 30, we've this beautiful verse here.
所以我们看到30节啊，这非常美的一节。
He says, he must increase, but I must decrease.
30节，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That's the result of a spirit-filled life.
这是一个被圣灵充满的生命的一个结果呀。
That should be the aim and object of each one of us.
这应该是我们每个人都能够阿们的东西。
You know, before I became a Christian, I thought my life was my own.
那当 Eric 成为基督徒之前呢，他觉得他的生命是他自己的。
And I did everything I could to build my life up to become more important.
所以呢，他做了任何他能做的事情来建造自己的生命，使自己变得更重要。
Competing in sports to be the very best there was in sports.
所以呢，他在就是体育比赛上有竞赛啊，去想要成为这个体育里面的第一。
And then studying philosophy and learning things. I wanted to be able to, to argue with the best.
然后去学习哲学，去学习更多各种知识。他希望他能够在辩论中成为第一。
I love to debate with people.
他特别喜欢和人辩论。
And argue.
然后就和人争吵啊。
Always try to get the better argument.
总是希望能够赢过别人啊。
But, as I increased, I found that I was less satisfied.
但是呢，随着他越来越这么做呢，他发现自己越来越不满足。
And I realized one day that I was a man that was broken man, and I needed a savior.
所以呢，有一天他就意识到他其实是一个破碎的人，他需要一位救主。
And since that day years ago, this has been one of my aims.
那在那一天之后呢，这个就成为了他的目标。
That Jesus might increase in me.And my old corrupt nature might be less.
就是耶稣可以在我的生命里兴旺，而我过去的那个腐败的、朽坏的、我的老我的生命可以衰微。
But this is not a natural thing.
但这并不是自然的事情。
It's supernatural.
就是超自然的。
It only began when I was born again by the Spirit of God.
它只有当我们从神的灵重生了之后才会发生。
And the Spirit that came into me years ago.Began that work in me.
那在 Eric 生命中，很多年前进到他的生命中的圣灵开始了这样的工作。
He's not finished by any means.
他到现在从各种角度都还没有结束。
There's more of me in me than I ever thought there was.
那在我里面的我啊，比我想象的要多。
And, but he's increasing all the time.
但是呢，他依旧在不停的兴旺。
And I'm decreasing.
而我却是在衰微的。
The real joy.As John the Baptist said, the real joy was that he might be exalted.
所以呢，施洗约翰就在说呢，真正的喜乐呢，就是他被升高，他被举起来。
The more he's exalted, the more we have of him.
他越升高呢，我们就能得到他越多。
And to be filled with the Spirit is to be filled with joy.
那我们被圣灵充满呢，就是被喜乐充满。
And there are no shortcuts.
没有任何的缺点。
And you can't have both.
你不能同时有两个。
You can't be full of self and full of Christ.
你不能又是充满了自我又充满了基督。
He must increase, we must decrease.
他必须兴旺，而我们必然要衰微。
We've got to be content to let all our ambitions All our superficial desires for self, we have to let that go.
我们必须要让我们的野心，我们对自我这些肤浅的目标，让它离我们而去。
And until you and I do that, we will never ever experience the true peace and joy of God.
如果我们不这么做呢，我们永远没有办法体会到从神而来真正的平安和喜乐。
But oh, What a blessed experience it is to know Him increasing in us and us decreasing.
但能够知道他在我们里面兴旺，我们在不停的衰微，这是一个非常有福的经验经历。
There's a sense in which we need to sacrifice ourselves in order to gain.Heaven.
所以呢，从某种角度上来说呢，我们必须要把自己献上，才能够得着天国。
Now, turn with me to Luke chapter 9.
我们翻到路加福音的九章。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
These are Jesus' words.
这是耶稣所说的。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost?
二十四节，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命。反为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。人若赚得全世界却丧了自己赔上自己有什么益处呢
?This is a, an accountant's illustration.
这是一个账户的一个例子啊,
you know, a businessman has a sheet and he's got profit and loss columns.
那一个商人呢, 他通常会有一个表格, 就是他的, 利益和他的损失啊, 这样一个表格下来。
And when you come down to the bottom, and it's there's zero down there, you have no profit whatsoever.
那如果最下面的那一行的是零呢, 你会发现你没有得到任何的好处,
Well, you're soon going to go out of business.
你马上就会破产了。And
so what do we read? The Lord Jesus says, what profit is there at the end of life if you've gained the whole world? Maybe Bill Gates plus Elon Musk plus all the billionaires.
那所以呢，耶稣就在说呢，如果你赚得全世界啊， 在生命的最后， 就赚得全世界， 你可以想象为就是比尔盖茨加上马斯克加上所有的这些亿万富翁 加在一起。
And then the heart attack happens.
然后呢， 突然你心脏病犯了。
And they can't save him.
没有人能， 医生救不了他。
They put him in a casket. What does he take with him?
然后把进, 把他放进了棺材里。 这对他来说有什么益处呢？
Absolutely nothing.
什么都没有。
So what profit is there if a man gains the whole world but loses his own soul?
所以人若赚得全世界却失丧了自己的灵魂,
这有什么益处呢? With that background, we look there and John the Baptist said, I have fulfilled what God gave me to do. I'm going to decrease, he's going to increase.
所以呢, 在这样的背景下呢, 我们来看这个约翰, 使徒约翰, 他实际上就在说, 神给我的命令, 神给我的任务, 我已经做完了, 现在他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
What reward will John the Baptist get?
所以施许约翰会得到怎样的奖赏呢?
In this life?
在这地上的生命呢?
Do you know what happened to John the Baptist?
你知道对施许约翰发生了什么吗?
We know. He lost his head.
我们知道, 他最后被砍头了。
Herod the king killed him.
那希律王把他杀了。
But do you think he lost everything?
但你觉得他失掉了所有吗?
John has a special place in the kingdom, an eternal kingdom.
施洗约翰在这个永恒的国度有一个特别的地位置。
His purpose on earth was fulfilled and he decreased.
他在地上的任务完成了,他变得衰微。
He was content to complete the work that God gave him to do.
他只要能够完成神给他的任务,他就满足了。
Are you and I content to complete the work that God gave us to do?
那你我是不是完成了神给我们的任务就满足了呢?
There is an eternal reward as a result.
最后呢,给我们的会是永恒的奖赏。
John continues in verse 31.
然后约翰接着在30节继续说。
He says, he who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all.
从天上来的是在万有之上,从地上来的是属乎地,他所说的也是属乎地,从天上来的是在万有之上。
The one, he says, he who comes from above, of course, is the Lord Jesus himself.
从天上来的毫无疑问就是耶稣基督啊。He
came out of heaven to the earth.
他从天上来到地上。
John was sent by God, but he was born of the earth.
那施洗约翰也是由神派出来的,但是他是从在地上出生的。And
he spoke of an earthly kingdom that would come and will come yet in the future.
然后呢,他所讲论的主题呢,是一个地上的国度,要来到,而且他最终确实会来到。But
he says, the one who comes from heaven, the Lord Jesus, is above all.
但是呢,他却说从天上来的,就是耶稣基督是在万有之上。
So, and what he has seen, verse 32, and what he has seen and heard, he testifies.
32节,他将所见所闻的见证出来。
So Jesus came to speak the very words of God.
所以呢,耶稣来是为了要说神的话。
Now, he wasn't just an ordinary man, and learned what he had to say from the schools of this world.
他并不只是一个普通人,讲的都是从学校学来的话语。
He had learned the secrets from the Father's bosom.
他是从父的怀里啊就学到了这些奥秘。
And it says, he has seen them and heard them. It's first-hand experience.
这里讲他是他所见所闻，这是他的第一手得到的见证，得到的消息。
Right from God, this was God speaking on earth.
那这就是神在地上说话。
He says, but no one receives his testimony.
但是呢32节后面说只是没有人领受他的见证。
Now that may seem to contradict the fact that Jesus had disciples.
那这个和耶稣有门徒这个事情可能有点冲突啊。
No, but there were a few. It says here again, in verse 33, but he who has received his testimony has certified that God is true.
而且呢 ,33 节说那领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的。
In verse 31, where it says, he who, or no one receives his testimony, that doesn't mean completely. That means the majority, the nation as a whole rejected him.
那所以呢他说没有人领受他的见证呢并不是完全的没有人而是呢大多数人。
Chapter 1 and verse 10 and 11.
我们翻到一章的十节。十节十一节。
It says, He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. But he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name.
所以约翰福音的一章十节他在世界也是借着他造的世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now where it says in our text in chapter 3 that no one received him.
那这就像我们三章这里说的没有人领受他的见证。
That is, no one without faith could receive him.
就是没有人若不通过信心没有人能够领受他的见证。
There were those humble folk, even in his lifetime, that through the, with the eye of faith, they saw the grace of this man, and they received him, and believed in him.
有一些谦卑的人啊在耶稣还在地上的时候呢通过他们信心的眼睛就看见了他的恩典看见了他的荣美就相信了他。
And to everyone who received him, he says, he gave the authority, God gave the authority to be, that they might be called the children of God.
那对于那些信他的呢他说他就赐他们权柄就是神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
In verse 33, he who has received his testimony has certified that God is true.
那我们翻回约翰福音的三章三十三节那领受他见证的就印上印证明神是真的。
To receive that heavenly testimony, that's the seal or the stamp of approval that God is true to his word.
那领受他见证的他就印上印或者说呢他就把自己的名字印上去证明神是真的。
I mean, so, when Jesus spoke on earth,And people heard him and believed, what they were doing is they were saying, this is God's word.
所以呢当耶稣在地上讲话然后呢听到的人相信了他他们就在说这个确实是从神来的话。
Now the opposite of that is saying that he didn't speak for God or that God was a liar.
但反过来呢那些不信的人呢实际上就在说他说的并不是从神来的话。或者说呢他们认为神就是撒谎的。
John says here that he's in verse 34, that he speaks the word of God.
那34节呢约翰说神所差来的就说神的话。
The same word that was brought the worlds into being.
那这样的话呢曾经是创造了世界创造了人类。
In other words, When God created, He created through the Word.
当神创造的时候呢，他是借着话创造的。
You say, well, how could that be?
那你可能会问，这怎么可能呢？
Well, what is this material world?
那 这样一个物质的世界是怎么来的呢？
This material world basically is we're a sea of energy.
所以呢，这个物质世界其实是一个能量海啊。
That energy is organized in subatomic particles and particles and molecules and so on. It's built up. It's all organized, matter.Or energy, all organized energy.
那这个世界呢，实际上就是组织起来的能量，它是由各种质子啊、粒子啊、中子组成的。
So everything, all this material world is all just energy in different forms.
所以呢，整个物质世界就其实只是能量在不同的形式下的展现而已。
Where did that energy come from?
那这能量从哪里来呢？
God is all powerful, and He spoke.And the worlds came into being through the word of his power.
那神在他的能力里啊，他说话，然后这个世界就借着他所说的话成就了。
And the same one who spoke the worlds into being is the one who came into the world and spoke words of grace.
那个造天地的声音呢，现在来到地上，他开始讲恩典的声音，他开始讲恩典的话。
He listened to some of his words.
那我们来听听他所说的。
The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
人子是来拯救失丧的人。
Instead of words of power, it's the words of love.
那不再是不只是有能力的话，而且是有爱的话。
He also said,Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
他说凡劳苦担重担的当到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The same one who called the stars into being.
那这个说这话的人呢，同样呢是创造了星系啊，创造了星球。
It's the same one who pleads with sinners to come to him for salvation.
这样的人呢，愿意这些罪人来到他的面前接受他的救恩。
What greater power is there, in to create a universe or to create a new life within us?
那创造生命和在我们心里创造一个新的创造整个世界和在我们心里创造一个新的生命，哪个是更难的呢？
But he who made the universe can also make us new, born again of the Spirit of God.
但是那个创造万有、创造世界的，却可以在我们的心里创造一个新的生命出来。
And so, those that believe Jesus, John the Baptist said, you've put your seal upon the fact, you've agreed with God, saying, this is your word to me.
所以呢，那领受他见证的呢，就印上印，就是在说我同意，这就是神，你在对我说话。
Otherwise, if you don't believe that this is God's word, then you're insulting God.
但如果呢，你不相信这是神的话呢，你实际上就是在侮辱神。
You're calling him a liar, basically.
你是在称呼他是一个撒谎的。
Look at First John chapter 5, verse 10.
那约翰一书的五章十节。
Verse 9.
九节。
If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his son. He who believes in the son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his son.
约翰一书的五章九节，我们既领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的，信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。
So testimony of John the Baptist concerning Jesus And his testimony was, there's one that's coming after me whose sandals I'm not worthy to even bend down and untie.
所以呢, 施洗约翰的见证是呢, 那在我之后要来的, 我给他解鞋带都不配。
Now if John the Baptist, who's the greatest man that ever lived, Jesus said, was, or the greatest man born of a woman, Jesus said, was John the Baptist.
那耶稣说呢, 从母腹所生的, 没有一个大的过施洗约翰的。
And if that great man, would not even bend down to stoop down to undo Jesus' sandals. He said, he's a greater than I.
那如果这样的一个伟人啊, 他甚至都不配弯下腰来给耶稣解鞋带的话。
And John's testimony was very powerful. We should listen even more so to Jesus' testimony.
所以如果施洗约翰的见证是如此有力的话呢, 我们就更应该去听耶稣的见证了。
Again, verse 34 of John chapter 3.
34节啊,
For he whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure.
约翰福音的3章34节, 神所差来的就说神的话, 因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
It wasn't as though, like John the Baptist, where God measured out the Spirit for the work that he needed to do. With Jesus, God, he was all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以呢, 神赐给约翰圣灵, 给他足够的能力, 让他可以完, 完成他的工作, 但是神给耶稣呢, 是完全的, 是所有的都给了他。
And this great gift that God gave, look at verse 35. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand.
35节, 父爱子已将万有交在他手上。
So now, this is a very plain thinking. Christ is the one now who is going to be exalted above every other name. He's going to be the head of the new creation.
那现在有一个非常直接的想法, 就是耶稣呢, 现在已经被升, 他的名字已经被万名更高啊, 所有的人, 他要是在, 他是要在新的创造里为头的那一位。
He is the incomparable Christ.
他是那无可比拟的基督啊。
Remember how we started out, the disciples were, they were trying to compare John's baptism with Jesus' baptism?
那我们还记得我们今天一开始在讲啊, 约翰的门徒想要, 比较一下, 约翰的施洗和基督的施洗。
Now we've read John's testimony to Jesus.
那我们现在读到了施洗约翰给耶稣的见证。
As great a man as John was, Jesus is incomparable.
那就算是像约翰这样伟大的人, 对于耶稣来说也是没有办法比的。
He must increase, and I must decrease.
他必兴旺, 我必衰微啊。
And so, we finish by looking at the last verse there, verse 36.
所以呢, 我们看一下最后的36节。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life.
信子的人有永生。
Not will gain heaven, but has as a present experience everlasting life, which includes heaven.
不是将要得到天国, 而是已经有, 就是一个现在的时态, 有了永生, 永生就包括了天国。
It's a wonderful thing to know you have eternal life. Death, the fear of death is completely gone. It's removed.
那当你知道有永生的时候呢, 你对死亡的惧怕就完全被除去了。
There are many fears that grip people.
那人会被各种各样的惧怕所捆绑。
But the source of all fear and the mother of all fears is death itself.
但所有惧怕的源头啊, 就是对死亡的惧怕。
And once that fear has gone, when you receive Christ and have eternal life, then there is no more fear.
那当你这样的惧怕离开你了，你接受了耶稣作为你的救主了，你就不再怕了。
We read perfect love casts out fear.
那我们看到了完美的爱啊，驱逐了恐惧。
To know the love of God in Christ Jesus, that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we'll never be under, come, have to come under judgment, that, and that he overcame death by his resurrection, that removes all the fear of meeting God.
然后呢，我们借着耶稣在十字架上背负了我们所有的罪，让我们不再需要面对审判。然后他复活了，击败了死亡。我们可以借着这个看到耶稣的爱。
But then we have the other side of this now, and it's a warning for every one of us.
那现在呢，我们可以看到另一侧，这对我们每个人都是一个警告。
The last half of that verse.
就是36节的后半段。
And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life.But the wrath of God abides on him.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
You see, we've all been born in sin.
那我们都是在罪里被生出来的。
As a result, we're children of wrath.
那作为一个结果呢，我们是在震怒下的孩子。
It's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment.
那所以神指出来说的，人人皆有一死，死后且有审判。
And the wrath of God, oh, what was that? What wrath? The wrath, the anger of God against our sin.
那神对我们罪的愤怒啊，是多么大的呢
？But it was that wrath, the wrath of God, that the Lord Jesus bore when on the cross, when he bore our sins in his own body, he endured the wrath of God for you and for me.
但是就是这样的愤怒啊，耶稣基督在十字架上，当他背负了我们所有的罪的时候呢，他为你我承受了这样神的愤怒。
By rejecting that by rejecting the Son, that wrath remains on you, unforgiven.
但是呢，如果在我们还拒绝耶稣的时候呢，这样的愤怒就还保留在我们身上，没有被赦免。
And so you have to go into eternity facing the wrath of God without any help.
所以这个时候，如果你进到了永恒，你就必须要面对神的愤怒，没有任何人可以帮你了。
But he that receives the Son receives forgiveness that the Son provided.
但是接受了子的，接受了圣子的，就接受了圣子所给我们的赦免。
And there is no judgment, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus.
不再有审判了，对那些在基督里的人也不再有定罪了。
He who believes in the Son has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life.
信子的人有永生啊，不再被定罪。而是从死里被交到，是出死入生了。
I finished by turning ahead to chapter 5 and verse 24.
那我们翻到五章的 chapter 5 verse
24.
五章的二十四节。
Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who has sent me has everlasting life.And shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death unto life.
约翰福音的五章二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
That eternal life can be yours tonight as a present possession.
那这样的永生呢，今天你就可以作为礼物来接受。
And God.Who knows every one of our hearts makes that offer universally to whosoever will. Let him take of that salvation freely.
那神知道我们的心啊，在全世界每一个任何一个想要领受的都可以领受到这样的礼物。
And so we've looked at the incomparable Christ tonight. Compared to John the Baptist, he said, I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness.
所以今天我们看到了无可比拟的基督啊！当世学约翰和他相比的时候，他说：“我不过是个声音罢了。”
Jesus is the very Word of God manifest in the flesh.
耶稣呢，是神的道成了肉身。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for all your mercy and grace to us.
主啊，我们感谢您赐给我们所有的怜悯和恩典。
What a wonderful plan of salvation you have given to us.
主啊，你所给我们的救恩的计划是多么完美呢？
You're so gracious and kind and merciful.
你实在是有恩典、有怜悯、慈爱的主。
That you would part from your side your beloved son and then punish him for my sin.
你把你的圣子来到地上去惩罚他，为了我们的罪惩罚他。
He the righteous one for me the unrighteous.
他那公义的为了我们这不公义的受了刑。
He the just one for us the unjust.
他那无罪的为了我们这些有罪的。
So Lord, we just thank you again for your great salvation, we pray in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们再一次感谢您的救恩，我们的祷告和感恩奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, there are times